ready to go. Ready to go. Good morning once again. I'm Chad Holmes, Chad Holmes Show for this Friday morning on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, online at bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:07, sunny skies, a lot of sunshine, temperature stands at 14 degrees. Again, it'll be the coolest day we've seen in a while, with highs only at about 22 before all is said and done. Coming up in about 13 minutes or so, we'll be joined by Paul Miklik for our weekly Wisconsin sports segment. Talk about everything going on as we get set for another big weekend. In fact, one of the big athletic events coming up this weekend tomorrow will be the battle between Marquette, number 4 in the country, and UConn, number 1. So that's a big one. Plus, the Brewers have started spring training. A whole lot to talk about. Bucks struggling again with an embarrassing loss last night to the Memphis Grizzlies. So that's all coming up in just a few minutes. Need to bring in, as well, one of the stars of stage, not quite screen yet. I don't know. Have you ever done anything on screen yet? Never on screen?
Hopefully, hopefully maybe 10 or 15 years, there possibly. You go.
Star of stage, one of the breakout performers for Wausau Community Theater and the Drowsy Chaperone. Opened up last night, continues tonight at 7:30. Shows tomorrow as well at 2 and 7?
7:30.
2 and 7:30 tomorrow. Ian Welsh. Ian, again, what is the role you're playing?
I am playing the role of George, who is the best man of the groom and the one basically in charge of organizing the entire wedding.
And last night was the opening night, and that's always such a special night, the opening night of any production. And it sounds like things went pretty well.
Absolutely. It was nice to have those audience reactions, especially when they laugh at the jokes. It makes it even funnier, and of course it's always great to have the applause as well, because you know it really gives you that special feeling and it helps to calm your nerves a little bit.
Is it at all surprising, because I know it's funny, you know where the funny lines are, but as we talked about before, when you're in rehearsals, you don't have the audience. So you don't have the automatic laughter of either dozens or hundreds of people. And then the opening night, then you all of a sudden you hear these laughs at a level that you're not used to. Do you sometimes, because when you're rolling through a show, sometimes it's like you have to take that pause to let the laughter die down. I imagine that the timing does change rather significantly on an opening night compared to even your dress rehearsals.
Very true. It does change a little bit, because not every audience is going to laugh at the same jokes, and sometimes the audience will laugh at things that we didn't even find funny, but they do. So you always have to be prepared for that, and you have to make sure that when the audience laughs, that you don't laugh yourself. I did that last night, but I caught myself. I always had to make sure that I didn't, look at the audience, because then if I look at them and saw them laughing, I'd be laughing myself. But overall, I think we had a fairly good audience last night. A little smaller, but I'm hoping that tonight's audience will be bigger.
Very good. So hopefully it will be a great crowd tonight, and then for the two shows tomorrow. Again, the Drowsy Chaperone, presented by the Wausau Community Theater, featuring our very own Ian Welsh tonight at 7:30, and then two shows tomorrow at 2 o'clock and at 7:30 at the Venega Theater on the campus of the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point at Wausau. Again, if you have not visited or seen anything, because the Venega Theater does a lot of things during this time of year, I'm sure that here in 2024. I've seen political debates or joint appearances. There's been lots of great activities there, and one of the great uses of that space is for theater. It really is a great place to watch a show. So, again, break a leg again tonight for you and your castmates. And
thank you.
Again, enjoy it because it goes by so fast, right?
Yes, it does. It really does.
Absolutely. Last night, we had high school playoff hockey here on Bow Falls Radio. Season came to an end for the Wausau West High School hockey team. Warriors lost at Hudson by a score of 4-1. Exciting game. Warriors number 6 seed in the bracket, Hudson number 3. The Warriors took a 1-0 lead on a Brody Brimacombe goal late in the second period, but then a power play goal by Hudson tied it up heading to the third. It was a lot of excitement, a lot of drama. Hudson would take the lead just past the midway point of the third period, add a power play goal and an empty netter to win. So Hudson beats the Warriors by a score of 4-1. Wausau West finishes up their season at 13-13. Hudson advances to a sectional semifinal against Stevens Point. The Splash Panthers last night shut out Wisconsin Rapids by a score of 7-0. So Stevens Point, number 2 seed, will host number 3 seed Hudson at the KB Willett Ice Arena coming up next Tuesday night. Season also came to an end last evening for the DC Everest hockey team. The Evergreens lost to Chippewa Falls 13-0. Number 1 seed, number 1 ranked team in the state, Chippewa Falls, will next take on Eau Claire Memorial in the sectional semifinals Tuesday. The winners of the Chi High versus Eau Claire Memorial and Stevens Point versus Hudson games will then meet in the sectional championship round coming up a week from tomorrow. Girls high school hockey, Hayward last night beat Medford by a score of 6-0. So Hayward advances to take on the Central Wisconsin Storm coming up on Tuesday of next week. The Storm had a first round bye. Storm number 2 seed in that bracket, Hayward number 3. Sectional semifinal on Tuesday. It was in this round a year ago, sectional semifinals, where number 3 seed Hayward defeated number 2 seed Central Wisconsin Storm in a bit of an upset. So the Storm will try to turn the tables this coming Tuesday. Game will be played at the Marathon Park Ice Arena. We will have live coverage on Tuesday right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO, and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 6:50 and the opening faceoff at 7 o'clock. That's Storm Playoff Hockey coming up next Tuesday right here on Wausau's home for high school sports play-by-play, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. High school boys basketball last night, Wausau West earned a non-conference win over Lakeland by a score of 57-42. Warriors improved to 14-8 on the season. Wausau West right back at it tonight. They have a conference game at Marshfield. Marshfield has already clinched the Wisconsin Valley Conference Championship. Marshfield undefeated in the WVC, so the Warriors will look to hand Marshfield their first conference loss. Wausau West at Marshfield tonight, 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. Last night as well in high school girls basketball, in a preview of a game that will be broadcast, I mean, I should say in a preview of a playoff game that will be coming up on Tuesday night in the first round of the playoffs, Newman Catholic defeated Edgar last night in a Merrowood Conference South Division game by a score of 55-49. So the Cardinals, they will be heading over to Edgar for a Division 5 regional playoff on Tuesday. So that's some good momentum for the Newman Cardinals heading into that game. Also last night in the Wisconsin Valley Conference, Marshfield defeated Wausau West by a score of 51-39. That win, along with Stevens Point's 57-34 victory over Wisconsin Rapids, means that Splash and Marshfield finish the conference season at 11-1, and they will share the Wisconsin Valley Conference Championship. Also last night in high school girls basketball, DC Everest earned their first conference win of the season with an upset of Merrill, 51-45. It was Assumption over Stratford, 52-37. Wittenberg Burnham were continuing their outstanding play, defeated Wyawega Fremont by a score of 61-37. It was Athens running past Thorpe by a score of 67-20. Auburndale got past Marathon 43-34. Abbotsford beat Shawamigan 58-36. It was Amherst over Manawa 59-37. Pacelli gets past Wild Rose 53-47. Also last night, Phillips beat Rib Lake by a score of 75-36, and Spencer over Stanley Boyd by a score of 44-30. So lots of high school sports going on. Of course, we are in the midst of the high school hockey playoffs. The girls' basketball playoffs tip off on Tuesday of next week. Coming up on Sunday morning this weekend, we'll get the brackets for the upcoming boys' high school basketball playoffs. So fans of Wausau West or other teams from Central Wisconsin, D.C. Everest, Wausau East, Merrill, Newman Catholic, Marathon, Edgar, all the teams will know their road to state. And, of course, the boys basketball state tournament played at the Kohl Center in Madison. What a dream come true for these young student athletes. The girls state basketball tournament held at the Resch Center, beautiful facility over in Green Bay. And the hockey state tournament held at the Bob Suter Capital Ice Arena down in Madison as well. So a real exciting time of year. And of course, we will continue to cover Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon High School sports right through the end of the playoffs of the winter. Then we'll get set for the start of baseball and softball. And of course, we still are your source for the only Wausau radio station. I say this all the time. Very proud that Bow Falls Radio is the only Wausau radio station that still brings you a live play-by-play coverage of high school sports. And we bring you Wausau West, Newman Catholic, and Marathon on a regular basis. And then if another area team makes a deep run to the state tournament, we also like to pick them up as well to provide some coverage to their fans as well. The time is 9:18. We're going to come back in a minute. Have our weekly Wisconsin sports segment. I'm joined by the athletic director and football coach of Newman Catholic High School, Paul Micklick. That's coming up as we continue here on this Friday morning. The time is 9:18. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. And welcome back. Chad Holmes Show, Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:20, 14 degrees, mostly sunny skies. Joined again for our weekly Wisconsin sports segment by Paul Micklick. Good to see you.
Chad, I didn't know if you were going to make it today. You had a long trip last night.
Well, I got to tell you one thing is I may have, you know, came in and got home about 1:15. I think I'm showing more energy than the Milwaukee Bucks have been showing in terms of what they're doing.
Oh, boy. That's well, last the week, sky is falling.
Last week was falling. Then they had a couple nice wins. I thought, okay, everything's going okay. They held the Denver under 100 points. They won two in a row, looking impressive. And then all of a sudden to lose to a JV team last night is not good.
No. They're done. Season's over.
Done.
Wrap it up.
You're Mr.
Wrap it up. They got too much talent. They got too much talent.
Is there any way that we can get Mike Budenholzer back, though?
Dak Rivers is fine. Just let them let the chorus go. You know what?
He sounds like he's already on the boat.
Dak?
Yeah.
He's out?
He's just taking the cash.
No. And coming from you, now you're telling me, after all these years, you talk about me saying that stuff.
He was getting the cash whether he was broadcasting or coaching, so it doesn't really matter.
Oh, my gosh. We got a flopper here.
But this is ridiculous. I mean, and now, did you see this story?
They picked somebody
Danilo
up.
Danilo Gallinari.
Yep, you betcha.
Another Social Security pickup here for the Bucks. 35 years old. basically on his last legs. What is this? What is this? This is, these guys are picking up are going to do absolutely nothing to help them get better.
Beverly came in there. He did some good things that first two nights. He brings energy, brings a little swag to him. They're going to be fine. If Beverly's so good,
why did the Sixers get rid of him?
Because he's probably a pain in the keister, to be honest. Yeah, I mean, have you watched the guy?
I've read stories about him over the years, because when he came to Minnesota a couple of years ago, it was sort of they liked that because they needed that.
Yeah,
but in some instances you probably don't need that or don't like that. It's got to be the right situation.
It probably wears on you in a situation. I mean, it probably, if it doesn't fit you, it doesn't fit you. And if it does, and Doc thinks that they need that, I would agree that I think they do need a little spark. They're a little soft. Is he good? I don't know. But, you know, just remember, P.J. Tucker only averaged 3 points when we traded for him, and I thought that was a dumb trade and ended up winning us a championship. So I'm not saying
P.J. Tucker did not win the Bucks a championship.
Did we win with him on the team?
They did win it, but did not win it.
He was on the team, though.
He was on it.
Okay. But we haven't won it since.
That's true.
Okay. Common denominators. That's what I live with.
Well, Mike Budenholzer's a common denominator.
Well, they did lose with him the last 2 years, though.
Oh, so P.J. Tucker, they would have kept him.
But sometimes there's a missing piece.
Somebody get P.J. Tucker back to add to the Social Security group here for the Bucks.
I wish we did, to be honest with you. I live in the world of facts, and the fact is that PJ,
this guy has been going around to really good basketball teams and can't get on the court. I guess Milwaukee, P.J. Tucker. He's always complaining. He's not getting enough time with the Clippers or the Sixers or wherever he's been going to, you know.
I know, but are you telling me that he wasn't a piece of the pie?
Yes, he was a piece of the pie.
Okay,
yes,
that's all I'm saying. That's it. Nothing more, nothing less.
Well, but you said he won them the championship.
No, they won the championship with him.
That's not what you said.
No, that's what I said.
Go back to the...
We are going to go back to the archives, and we're going to look at that.
You said he won the championship.
Well, the fact is...
Won the Bucks the championship.
He was there, and we won it. And my point being is, sometimes you need a little spark.
They need something, because this is not good.
No, but the sky's not good. They're not playing well right now. They're not meshing well. They're not doing things well. I think they are playing better defensively, but I don't think they have the guys defensively to be very good, just looking at the stats-wise. But they will be when it's – they're going to be a tough seven-game series out, and I think that's what they gotta look at on that. And if you think they're not going to be.
The Bucks in a seven-game series, they'll probably win in seven. They'll win four close games and get blown out by 35 the other three.
Yeah.
This team should be better than that. They're not going to be able to do it
why do you say that?
Whatever.
Because you just ripped on all the guys, so why do you think they should be better than that?
because they do have the best player in the world. They do have supposedly one of the 10 best players in the NBA. What I'm saying is the way this roster has been constructed has been horrible by Horst. Horst is a disaster. Mike Budenholzer was not the problem. John Horst is the problem. Gallinari, Patrick. I mean, boy, this is just throwing mud at the wall, hoping something will stick. I am so annoyed with this team, to be honest with you. And the Bucks are my favorite team, more than the Green Bay by a long shot. More than the Brewers. The Bucks are the team I've always followed the most in terms of wanting them to win. And this, I'm disgusted. Every day goes by, I'm more upset that they decided to get rid of Budenholzer as a scapegoat, because he was not the problem.
Who was the problem?
John Horst. I just said it.
So you're saying John Horst?
John Horst should be fired today.
So who put the team together that you think to win the championship, he wasn't a very good?
Mike Budenholzer was able to win with.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm just saying that.
What you think that this roster they put together with a lot of talent? I'm saying they have a lot of talent, but do you think there's any idea what they're doing right now? Gallinari, this guy is just flailing right now.
Well, they can't go.
Are you saying he's not flailing? That he's just throwing anything at the wall, hoping it'll stick.
It's ironic because that. The people that say that Milwaukee doesn't do anything and that's not all in,
but these
I'm
are
thinking he's trying.
This
he's
is
trying.
Gallinari is not all in. Patrick Beverly is not all in.
But there's a thing called salary cap and trade.
I know
deadline.
That, They would have been better off not even bothering with these kind of trades because you're just still kicking this can, and it's going to be ugly in a couple of years. It's going to be very ugly. This guy,
but didn't we talk here?
And we're all in, which is fine. I have no problem with going all in, but the way he's going about it has just been horrible. And firing coaches. I mean, this is teapot dictator crap.
Wow. We are feisty this Friday morning.
And this new owner from the Browns is an idiot. And I bet you he has something to do with this. Where this franchise is just coming across.
You said we just traded for one of the top 10 guys ever.
And has it working?
Were you happy with it when the trade happened?
I was happy with it, but I sure wasn't happy to lose Holiday.
Sometimes things don't work out.
They were better with Holiday than they are with the current
roster.
Well,
I mean, that's not saying much.
And I wasn't.
I mean, all you got to do is look at their record and how they're playing. I mean,
they were better with
Mike
Budenholzer. Bring him back. That's what they should do. If they brought him back, they would have a much better chance than the Doc Rivers right now. Doc is checked out already, 10 games in.
You like to fire everybody, but now you want Doc gone now after 10 games?
No, I think he should resign, go back, be a TV guy, you know who they're replacing him with? J.J. Redick. J.J. Redick. I mean, give me a break.
That's what this all comes down to. You're mad about who
they should have got me in.
Yes,
there.
Yes.
I'm going to start a campaign to bring back Mike Budenholzer.
Get a petition going.
There we go.
Nowadays.
That's what I'm going to do. Maybe I'm overtired.
I think you are, Chad.
I'm all juiced up now.
You are juiced up. I love it.
We'll come back in a few moments. Information update coming up next here on Full Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. Changes. Welcome back. Chad Holmes Show on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. BullFallsRadio.com, mobile devices, and Alexa by searching WXCO. And on the Civic Media app, the time is 9:34. Good news is, though, I'm coughing less today for whatever reason. I don't know why that is. I've been coughing still. But today, maybe I need the blood to get going and it fixed my body a little bit.
You know, it's funny thing you say that. I've been the last couple of days myself. I've had for over a month and a half or 2 months in the last couple of days. Maybe it's the weather change.
Yeah, no, it's been since 2024 started, it's been a month and a half. It's like, and you're right. Maybe colder is better.
Maybe colder is better.
Maybe that's the case. Where should we go next? How about college hoops? Because the big one.
Yeah, the Badgers, when they lose, you start them off with the show. But when they win, then you bury them.
Well, I mean, come on. Beating Ohio State. Should we have a parade now?
A win's a win.
A parade?
Well, according to you, Greg Gard probably be fired if you were AD.
Bring in. You know who they bring in for the Badgers? Mike Budenholzer.
I mean,
we're going to bring him in for every open job right now.
I mean, I don't know how, you know, I would hate to make you happy because
I'm always happy.
You don't want to, Greg Gard, he got the job
I
in
like
nepotism.
Greg Gard.
How he got hired.
Was I wrong?
What?
About the whole idea of what Bo did in order to get Gard that job, that he went around his boss, he went over the top, he manipulated to get his guy the job,
because it was the right thing to do. I don't think
doing the wrong thing, as long as it's the right thing to do, doing the wrong thing is okay.
Sometimes in life, that's how it goes. I'll be honest with you. I mean, that's if they weren't going to take Greg Gard,
we're not going to go down this rabbit.
Who'd you want there?
Not talking about that. We're not going to talk about that. That's how many years ago was that?
Well, I know.
I'm not going to go down that rabbit hole.
But he's got to start winning, though. I'll tell you that right now.
they're doing fine. They'll be all right.
Are they fine?
I don't know if they're fine or not.
I'll be honest. I didn't think they looked very well.
No, they're not fine. I mean, they got to get better.
They got to find another scorer. Blackwell being out hurt.
Yeah.
Hurts, I should say.
But they still, I have confidence that Gard will be able to get this team ready for the Big Ten tournament. That's where you, and I think they're going to, you know, they're going to be here the last few weeks of the regular season. I have confidence in the guy who got the job in the wrong way.
Why do you think they're so good? But my question is why?
Because I think the coach, I think he's got the chops to be able to find them. Because there's ebbs and flows in a season. And the good coaches are able, I think, to find the answers when things kind of go sideways. And I think Gard is going to be able to do that. Do you think that once you have a flow that goes down, that means that's going to be the way it is for the rest of the year?
No, I just think you got an NIT team that last year that added star. But, I mean, he's good. He's legit. What else did they add? I mean, those guys, we're expecting those guys. Everything is homegrown by those guys, and they get better as they go. I think that they're realistically coming in the year. They were a fringe NCAA team.
So you think that earlier in the season they were playing over their heads, in a sense?
Max Climax does not go. He won three or four games in a row there for him, and the reality of it is he was at a low Division I level. There's a reason why he was at a low Division I level. I'm not saying that he's not a good player. I'm just saying that he... to count on him to carry you is not realistic. That's what I'm saying.
So what do you don't think they're going to get to the second weekend now, do you?
No, because I think they're going to, in their last whatever games they have left, they'll have 12, maybe 13 wins in the Big Ten, because right now they got 9. And I think that I could see them going like 3-4, 4-3 in these last 7. I mean, to go down to Iowa and win, I don't see it happening. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't see it happening right now.
Maybe you're right, because
you also said that they were going to beat Rutgers, and that was the worst game of the year.
I know.
So
I know. Thanks for remembering that.
Well, I do. But I
yes, you do. Oh, you always, but you don't remember what you say, but you always remember what I say.
I said that Rutgers was going to be a bad game for him. It was a huge game for him, and more importantly, is they didn't play well. Again, Nebraska, they played well for the first 20 minutes, 25 minutes, right, and things were okay. I would have been fine if they would have lost that game, if they wouldn't have lost it the way they did. Since the end of that half, they have not played. But the thing is, we're saying they haven't played well, or is it that they actually are playing how they are?
That is the big question, because if they're playing who they are, then that's bad news.
They're an average team.
Right.
I mean, that's what they are. They're going to beat the Ohio States at home. They're going to beat the Illinois at home. Maryland, they play at home.
No, I don't think they're going to beat Illinois at home. Illinois is better than – they're one of the better teams in that conference. I think Illinois will win that game.
Well, we can talk about that next week, because I think it's next Saturday. But I guarantee you, I will bet money on that one. We're not going to bet on the money.
We'll talk about that next week.
But they're going to have a tough time going to Iowa and to getting that. But yes, obviously the game that you want to talk about, I'm sure, which I'm surprised you didn't start off with, is...
Well, I was going to, but you just jumped in on me, because I said how the troops used to jump in the Badgers. I was talking with Marquette, but... And again, they've just been methodically moving up. They're now number 4 in the country. That was a good win at Butler.
Yeah.
I mean, that's always a tough place to play, and they lost to them in Milwaukee earlier in the season. So, and you really want – that is the game you needed, because it was sort of like when the Badgers lost that game before the Purdue game. Who they played before Purdue? Who was that?
It was a Nebraska game.
Okay. That's where you don't want to have to play the number one ranked team in the country on the road coming off a loss, because now you got everything going for you. And that's going to be a tough game. I mean, it really is. But
they're going to split with them. They're going to lose that. They're going to lose at Connecticut. And they're going to win at home. I mean, Connecticut's a real deal.
Oh yeah, that's it. I mean, they could play really well, and they could still lose this game. They need Connecticut not to be playing at that high level either, because they're that good. They really are.
Marquette or UConn?
UConn.
Yeah, I think Marquette. Their depth got hit, and I think that's going
to
hurt them.
And that's the thing that's been, I thought, impressive for Marquette recently, that they were able to handle that little dip, able to handle some adversity in terms of their rotation, and still be able to bounce back and just roll right now and put themselves again in a position to get that 1 or 2 seed. I think, again, if you finish in the top 8, according to the bracketologist, that is where you want to be. I think anywhere in there, whether it's 1 or 8, I think that's where you just want to be, because I think, you know, being a 2-15 and then a 2 versus 7 is you know, 116 and 118 is better, but still. And then, of course, it'll be 2-3 as you get into the Sweet 16. But if you can just make sure they're – because if you get beyond that, then it gets a lot more difficult. I think you bring in some of those teams that in the second round, like last year when they played Michigan State, where Michigan State was, you know – Michigan State's odd. Even this year, they're odd. They're considered kind of a bubble team right now, but yet I think if you get into the tournament, that's not a team you really want to play. So if you're in the top two, you're in a pretty good
same thing kind of happened last year, I think,
with exactly them, they found their way in, and all of a sudden they're beating Marquette and ruining my NCAA tournament.
Yes,
and it's all about me.
Shorten it. Well, it is about you. They have to, because they got some tough, they got Creighton on the road too.
That's
gonna be a tough one. So they have to if they want to, I think if they want the one or two seed, they're going to have to only have one loss in the remaining of their games. That's just my personal feeling.
I do think so as well. I think for whatever reason, it seems as though most years Marquette ends up seeded lower than what they're ranked. For whatever reason, I've noticed that, where even last year, they're seeded lower than they're ranked. If you were to, you know, if they were ranked 12th at the end of the season, they would end up still being a four seed, because they'd end up a little bit lower than what they're ranked.
But the thing is, that all go off, because watching the game the other night, they had Wisconsin, and after that win, they have, I think Purdue had the most with like 15 quality, because everything's about computer, Chad.
The quad one.
And Wisconsin was like third with 10, and if they want, and there's like four teams tied with them, so I think they're in third by themselves with that quad one win. But Marquette wasn't on there, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm watching Marquette play UCLA, Kansas, and then Purdue. I mean, I would like to know anybody that played three tougher games than that in back-to-back-to-back. So obviously, I don't know exactly what a quad one win is, I guess. But my point being is Wisconsin is probably going to get a seed higher than we think. Even it depends on how far, what happens in the last 7-8 games here. But and Marquette, like you said, is going to get a little lower. But I would think some of these are going to be quad one wins, hopefully, here as we go forward for Wisconsin. Or I mean, for Marquette.
Absolutely. You're exactly right. And again, they have played a really good non-conference schedule. And this
they beat Illinois at Illinois.
Yeah. Great win. I mean, if that's not a quad one win, I don't know what it is.
Yes. I mean, I don't know.
Illinois, Kansas. I mean, gee whiz. Those are massive.
I mean, those are two of the top 15 teams in the nation, and probably 10 if you really look at it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, so that's going to be interesting. But you're saying they're not going to win tomorrow?
I don't like saying that. I think it'll be hard. I'm going
to
hope.
Come on. What do you mean you don't like to say anything? Just say it.
I don't like saying that.
Say what you think.
You know that I don't like saying that teams that I like are going to lose. That's just not the way I like to be.
I know. I don't like it either, but you got to be realistic here. This is what we're on here for.
I
want to hear your prediction.
I don't want to predict. No.
Well, then it's kind of hard.
I can talk about it, but I don't need to. Do I need to come out and say it? I'm not Jimmy the Greek here.
Oh, so you're like everybody else that just says stuff when it goes one way or the other.
I'm in the wind here, just blowing back and forth. No, if you were to ask me who I think is going to win tomorrow, based on the fact that UConn is number one and a very good basketball team playing on their home court, I would say that I would think that UConn would win that game. But doesn't mean I'm not going to be thrilled if I'm wrong.
Yeah, it's okay to be wrong. They're all wrong. Skip Bayless is wrong all the time. He keeps saying stuff.
Skip Bayless.
Yeah.
Skip Bayless is the worst.
He makes predictions, at least. Yeah, he does.
Worst. He is the worst. He is the worst.
So what do you think about Skip?
Terrible. Terrible.
Tell us your...
Terrible, says Charles Barkley. Terrible.
Skip is... What do you think about Charles, then?
I like
he
Charles.
Makes predictions?
Yeah. I'm not saying predictions are bad.
Well, I mean, Marquette is, they're going to play him well tomorrow.
Are you going to win?
I think they're going to.
Wow. We'll see.
I
hope you're right, but then you'll be impossible if you're right as well. So that's a bad omen.
So you rooted against me?
No, I'm not.
Against Marquette.
No. I will handle you and your expanded ego after that happens next week when you walk through that door. I don't know if you're going to be able to walk through that door, because
Kolek's playing real well right now.
Yes, he is.
And if your best player is playing at a high level and you have the best player on the floor at the time, it makes things easier to win games, plain and simple.
I got to ask you, what do you think of the Super Bowl? That was, I think, by far the... Kansas City, a lot of smoke and mirrors this year, I thought. And that they found a way. Because they had a real tough stretch, like 5 of 8 they lost. I thought that was a great job by Reed and by everybody involved to find a way. And they found a way every week in the playoffs. And I thought San Francisco could put that game away in the first half, to be honest with you. It felt like Kansas City was really struggling early. They couldn't do anything offensively, and it felt like the 49ers had some chances to make it even bigger than 10-0.
I mean, if you were just watching the game and the stats and things like that, San Francisco dominated the first half and overall, except for the last where they kind of flipped the script there and they got the double dip at the end of the first half, start of the second half, that changed kind of the complexion of the game. That gave them a chance. You want to go into that halftime having a 2-score lead, and if you have that, you feel comfortable, you know. And not against Patrick Mahomes, but I don't think Mahomes did not show me that he was anything better than. I'm not saying he's not a great quarterback. But I don't. Some of their pieces around him obviously are not as good, especially on the outside. As they
won a
past.
Super Bowl with Marquez Valdes-Scantling as a starting receiver.
He did catch a touchdown.
I know. I'm not saying he's not a. He's not terrible, open. But that guy is not a great receiver. And yet, and we talk about the quarterback. So much of it is, you know, when he had Tyreek Hill, it was a lot easier to put up the video game numbers. But again, I thought he showed he did it the hard way, and I think I give a lot of respect for that.
Who are you pulling for that game, by the way?
I was pulling for the Chiefs.
All right. So is I.
You know why?
Nepotism.
Exactly.
Even though Andy Reid didn't he have his son on the staff?
I know. Terrible. But he didn't get his job because of it.
Yeah, okay. All right. I'm always interested.
There's so many levels. So many levels.
Yes, yes.
But no. Thank you for coming in.
Always a pleasure, Chad. You have a good weekend. Get some sleep.
I will do my best. 949. We'll come back with our daily history lesson coming up next here on Bull Falls Radio 98.9 and 1230. On Friday night, the Wausau West High School boys basketball team travels to Marshfield to take on the first-place Tigers in a Wisconsin Valley Conference matchup. Hear all the exciting action live on Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Online at bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app, starting with the pregame show at 7 and the opening tip at 7:15. Wausau West High School boys basketball on Bull Falls Radio is brought to you by the Cloverbelt Credit Union, Red Robin Restaurant, Sun Printing, Graphic Packaging International, the Wausau West Athletic Department, Mankey Automotive, Shine Chiropractic, and Picks and Pieces. It's Wausau West at Marshfield in high school boys basketball. Friday night, starting with pregame show at 7, opening tip at 7:15. On Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com. Mobile devices by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. And welcome back, Chad Holmes Show, Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, bullfallsradio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app. The time is 9:52, lots of sunshine as we look outside corner of Washington Street and North 3rd Street in downtown Wausau, temperature of 16 degrees. Today, it is the 16th day of February of 2024. That means it's day number 37 of this year, and that means there are 329 days remaining here in 2024. And some famous events have occurred on this date in history. If you go back to 1948, NBC Television aired its first nightly newscast, the Camel Newsreel Theater, which consisted of Fox Movie Tone newsreels. On this date in 1968, the nation's first 911 emergency telephone system was inaugurated in Haleyville, Alabama. 1978, on this date, the first computer bulletin board system was created, CBBS in Chicago. On this date, in 2005, the NHL canceled what was left of its season after a round of last-gasp negotiations failed to resolve differences over a salary cap, the issue that led to a lockout. On this date, in 2011, Lance Armstrong announced his official retirement from professional cycling. On this date, in 2013, Angelina Jolie underwent a preventative double mastectomy after learning she had an 87% risk of developing breast cancer due to a defective BRCA1 gene. On this date in 2020, the U.S. evacuated 400 citizens from the COVID-19 infected cruise ship Diamond Princess, quarantined in Yokohama Port, Japan. And 1 year ago today, 2023, Bruce Willis's family announced he had been officially diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia. This represented a progression of the aphasia diagnosis announced the year prior and indicated a steady progression of deterioration to come. Some famous folks are celebrating birthdays today. Actor William Katz from The Greatest American Hero, 73 years old today. Actor LeVar Burton from Star Trek The Next Generation, Geordi LaForge, 67 years old today. LeVar Burton, also known as the host of Reading Rainbow for many years. Rapper, actor Ice-T, 66 years old today. Actor Sarah Clark of Twilight is 46. And Elizabeth Olsen from Marvel Films is 35 years old today. And if you out there celebrating your birthday, happy birthday to you from all of us at Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230. Some special events being acknowledged today. It is Do a Grouch a Favor Day. It is Tartar Sauce Day. It is Friday Fish Fry Day. It is Caregivers Day. It is Women's Heart Day. It is Almond Day. And it's Innovation Day. So those are all the special events being acknowledged today. And it is now time.
Okay.
The fifth and final day of the week. The final chance for Ian Welsh to get one right for this week. Our number for the day is the percentage of New Year's resolutions related to health, exercise, or diet.
Okay.
So the percentage of New Year's resolutions made by Americans related to health, exercise, or diet. Is the correct answer A, 75%, B, 79%, or C, 83%? So 75%, 79%, or 83%. What is the percentage of New Year's resolutions related to health, exercise, or diet?
Okay. Don't overthink this. Just go with your guts. Okay. I'm going to go with A, 75%. My final answer.
All right. The answer. Percentage of New Year's resolutions related to health, exercise, or diet is 79%.
Darn it.
0 for 5.
This is really not my week for trivia. 0 for 5. Not good.
0% this
week. Man.
Well, the good news is you can only do better next week. That is the good news. So we will get, who knows, maybe next week.
It must be the tech week that fried up my brain, so I just didn't have any time to. I just
wasn't
feeling very lucky.
Maybe next week you'll go 5 for 5.
I certainly hope so.
Well, Ian, have a good show tonight. Have a good two shows tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
Enjoy it. I will try to be there at 2 o'clock tomorrow to see you in action. So good luck to break a leg to all your castmates as well. Have
Thank
a great weekend,
much.
Generally.
You too. Have a good weekend, everybody.
I'm Chad Holmes. Thanks to our guests again, Mike Clemens in the first hour, Paul Mickling in hour number 2. Stick around. Coming up next, Matt Tenere on air from 10 until noon. And also don't forget, later tonight, we will have Wausau West Warrior High School boys basketball at Marshfield. 7 o'clock for the pregame, 7:15 for the opening tip, live right here on Bow Falls Radio, 98.9 and 1230, BowFallsRadio.com, mobile devices and Alexa by searching WXCO and on the Civic Media app.